Flight to the London was all ready for departure.
Welcome to another episode of the London Resort Officially Unofficial Podcast. I'm Liam Heffernan, and on this episode, I want to talk about Dinosaur Land. That's right, in a recent announcement from the resort's chief exec, P.Y. Gerbo, we now have some real details to look forward to, and it's in the form of a prehistoric themed land. In a press release on their website, they announced as follows. Set in the northwest corner of the resort, the land's plans include two roller coasters, a large multimedia live stage show experience, an advanced simulator attraction, immersive fine dining, and an active dig site where younger paleontologists can discover dinosaurs as they climb, dig, and tunnel their way across the excavation site. Basecamp's design is based on a philosophy of what an actual modern-day prehistoric nature reserve might look like. There will be thrills, spills, and high-energy rides. The announcement goes on to confirm two roller coasters in this land alone. The first will celebrate one of the largest known winged reptiles of all time. Set over 1 kilometre of track, it aims to be one of the fastest coasters in Europe. It will also go against the trend of building coasters with towering heights and big drops, recreating what scientists believe was a typical flight path. This coaster will stay low to the ground, zipping across treetops, skimming water and bursting through rocky canyons. A multi-launch coaster reaching speeds in excess of 70 miles per hour, the ride will replicate the hunting speed of the Quetzalcoatlus, which would swoop low and fast to snare prey in its long tweezer-like beak. The second coaster is a more family-oriented ride for children, which will be constructed to sort of zip around and below the larger one, which is pretty cool. And not just this, but there will also be a 4D simulator, a 1500-seat arena, a large play area, and a high-end restaurant. Situated at the edge of an underwater cliff, this luxury dining venue will combine first-rate cuisine and fine wines with a view to die for, apparently. Floor-to-ceiling windows will wrap the dining room, offering guests a front-row seat to the flora and fauna of the prehistoric oceans just beyond the glass. So that's a lot of info. And before we unpack, let's quickly summarise. So Dinosaur Land, as it's currently known, is a prehistoric themed zone within the theme park, which will feature one of the fastest roller coasters in Europe, a smaller family coaster, a 4D simulator, a 1500-seat arena, a giant play area, an immersive fine dining experience, and tons more. Wow, so where do we even start with this? So firstly, I think anyone who is expecting a slightly bigger Alton Towers should be seriously rethinking right now, because the images and the details released prove the scale of their ambition here. And remember, this is only one part of one theme park within the whole resort. If these plans are anything to go by, this is going to be something we have never seen in this country before. And before I go into each element, I do have some reservations about the whole dinosaur theme. I just think dinosaurs is a bit safe. I don't think it's very imaginative. It's a bit meh in my opinion. So if they don't quite deliver everything in this plan, it could be a massive letdown. But let's just assume that they do deliver. The coaster sounds great. There will be people who want inversions and big drops and something really scary, but not all coasters have to be terrifying. They clearly want to stick with the theme, which I'm all for, you know? If it's themed, you gotta go all in. And with this coaster, their selling point is obviously speed. I'm sold. It sounds like a lot of fun. And then there's the kiddie coaster. Now, I think the theme is safe, as I said, but this is obviously the more child-oriented part of the park. So having a nice family ride like this, especially next to a big play area, is a winner. Great planning, and I love that the play area is replicating a dig site. Kids will go mad for that, and I think parents are really going to go for this too. What doesn't quite seem to fit with this whole prehistoric family play area concept is the restaurant. However, I think it's an incredible theme. The whole immersive experience gets me thinking it will have a kind of classy rainforest cafe vibe to it. And I guess if the rest of this area is for families, then this gets the adults in. So actually, I do kind of get it. What stood out most to me from these plans is the auditorium, which is unlike anything we have at other UK theme parks. Having stage areas like this around the park, because I assume it won't be the only one, It's something much more aligned to what Disney does, and this idea of creating a whole experience for their guests. So when you look at other sites like Thought Park or Orwell Towers, yes, there's an overarching brand, but essentially what you get is a load of different rides in one location. Disney is different because when you walk into a park like the Magic Kingdom, you're taken completely out of your existing reality. Every inch of the park is themed accordingly to the smallest little details. It's a complete escape, and the experience is in just being there. You know, the rides are just a bonus. So if there's one thing that I take from the Dinosaur Land plans, it's that, okay, the theme might be a little samey, but they're definitely trying to replicate the Disney model, and that's very exciting. As always, we will put any relevant links in the show notes so you can stay up to date with the latest news and go check out the visuals on their website. We will also have more episodes going into all of this in more detail over the coming months, so make sure you follow the podcast, rate and review us too so others can find us. Thanks again for listening, and if you have something to say, you can email me at liam@hefcorp.com or follow me on social at thisisthehef.